the serial story to top all serial stories.
Story time. So.
Stop. Story
time. Couple months ago, I'm shopping. There is an incredible, incredible sale going on some Kellogg's cereals.
I'm like, oh, yeah, you told me about that.
Sweet. Yeah. Okay. So I grab a bunch of this Kellogg's cereal. I get home. I'm looking at it. It says, free socks with purchase of cereal. Free socks, you say? Suddenly, I am thrown back to 1986, where I'm collecting every UPC symbol known to man to send in to cereal companies for amazing products, okay?
Wasn't that the best thing when there was, like, I remember at one point there was, like, a little sub. You put baking soda in the submarine and you could float it in the bathtub, and I got it in some sort of a cereal. I just thought that was the coolest toy
and
ever.
And you could save up, you could cut, snip out, and save the UPCs and send them in and get even better products and prizes that had their cereal's name plastered all over them. So I see this, and immediately I become obsessed.
With the socks.
With the socks.
The cereal socks.
You need to buy 3 boxes of cereal for every pair of socks that you want. Limit 4 per household. Guess what, friends? There's 4 designs. There's 4 people in my household. Oh!
My homeschool math tells me you need 12 boxes.
Socks. I need 12 boxes of Kellogg's cereal stat. I soon become obsessed with buying cereal. We have so much cereal at our... I went to the store and I took my daughter with me for one of these little adventures. And I'm there and I'm picking out more Kellogg cereal, but it has to be the exact kinds and prices and... Not prices, weights and volumes and all of this. And then, as if the heavens had opened, there's a stack of bowls that match the cereal. You get a free bowl with every 2 boxes of cereal. Immediately in store. What? I can get free bowls and free socks? You guys, I have 4 amazing bowls in 4 different designs and 4 people in my family, and our socks are going to be delivered to us in 6 to 8 weeks.
Right? At least the bowls were instant. Do these socks have the cereal company's logo plastered all over them?
One of them is Tony the Tiger.
Nice. I'd wear those.
The pair that we are all fighting over are the Snap Crackle Pops.
Sure.
There's a Keebler elf, because Keebler's part of it. Yeah, I'm kind of like one of these things is not like the other, so that's okay. Keebler elf, and then the other one is Toucan Sam.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
Fruit Loops.
Right? So I'm so excited. I cannot wait to get our socks. My children think I have lost my mind.
Mm.
Socks and cereal and bowls.
Socks and cereals and bowls.
We won't say whether we agree with them. WWIB, one part of our team, our only female member of our 3-person morning show is Hillary, of course, and you're with us today, and you're going to be our guest shooter, but you've had some interesting things going on and some plans here coming up, right?
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. For those of you that don't know, I sit on the board for the Wisconsin Association for Talented and Gifted, which I could just talk about all day, but I won't. Needless to say, I was chosen amongst our board members. I and another board member are being sent to Washington, D.C. I leave a week from tomorrow, actually. We will be winging our way to D.C., where I'll have a couple of days of I think it's going to be pretty intense training. And then I will be spending a day or two at the Capitol building on the Hill, meeting with our state's representatives and national leaders, advocating for gifted education and trying to get some more federal funding for gifted education as well, because there isn't a lot of that right now, or never has been. So I'm very excited, guys.
No, I've seen your Facebook posts, you're kind of counting it down, and we know working with you. But part of the preparation is having the right attire, right?
What does one wear to the Capitol building to meet with legislators?
Jeans and a t-shirt?
Not ripped jeans and t-shirts, So that's been a bit of a journey. I know I've been trying to be not driving you guys crazy with that journey, but I've been shopping and regaling the ladies of the office with some of my fashion choices and wearing them in on occasion so that I can get oohs and ahs and approvals, which is so far all I've gotten and don't wear that.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. So today I'm actually wearing my Capitol outfit.
Very bright.
It's got a bright, it's like a black shirt. We should just take a picture at some point.
But
it's like a black shirt with a white kind of deco pattern on it and black pants, but then a bright yellow jacket.
And I think the yellow actually is a very good choice. I mean, because there's a psychology of colors as well, too.
Right.
So.
And I didn't want to wear red
when
or
lobbying,
blue because I don't want to be, like, partisan. I don't, you know what I mean? I just, but I want to stand out and I want to have a little boldness to me. And
she's
so.
Not going to get, like, a leather jacket with a bedazzled donkey or elephant on the back. That would be.
Or maybe. No. But I am going to wear this at the Capitol building on Tuesday the 19th.
Good. You got it planned.
So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah.
My clothing choices go into the night before going, all right, what can I wear tomorrow?
And that's typically about. I do. But if you were going to the Capitol, I mean, wouldn't you like kind of, well, no, because guys are easy. You get to wear a suit and call it good. What am I thinking?
Yeah.
Ladies, I think you all understand.
Men are
that
waffles,
you'd be,
women are spaghetti. Yeah. You know, so it's the whole.
I mean, I'd make sure I throw enough boxers in the bag. But other than that, I'm probably just like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's fine.
We'll
yeah.
Figure
get,
it out.
Have your sport coat,
be your iron
have your
in
shirt.
The hotel.
Yeah. So, but I'm super, super excited. And my husband just told me that there might be some cherry blossoms getting ready to go while I'm there. Mm. I didn't think they were supposed to go until April, but he's like, no, I thought I just read someplace that they were maybe a little early this year. So now I got to research that.
I love DC.
I would love, I know, I love
don't
DC.
Always agree with the people in it, but no. I love that city. Wow,
I know.
It's so much
it's,
fun.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Well, we'll miss you when you're gone, but we'll try to keep things up to snuff here.
Thanks.
Hillary, you had a couple of warm-ups. How'd it go?
Well, I took three shots. I made one. So it'll be fine.
Yeah. Let's put out one last final notification as well, too. It's not like a death notification. We're telling people it's your last chance to qualify for those Chris Cruzy tickets. And again, we got 8 pledgers so far. We'd love to get into double digits here. Mm-hmm. But several of those pledgers said, no, I can't use the tickets because they're down in the Dells again this Saturday, 8 p.m. So your odds are actually really good right now.
Right.
If you can go see this show at the Crystal Grand, 8 p.m. Saturday in the Dells, we have 2 tickets complimentary that a listener had donated. And so we will give them to one of our pledgers this morning. So you can still get in your pledge at 715-396-1670. Could be $5, $10 per shot.
Before we draw the Chris
Cruzy,
though, we'll draw who gets upgraded from the $10 gift certificate for one Source Imaging downtown Eau Claire, which everybody gets.
Everybody can use that.
Yeah.
At least on your first pledge of this month of March, this week at least, this week. And then you get upgraded to somebody's going to get a $30 gift certificate for One Source. Again, they specialize in desktop printers, ink, and toner.
And let's not forget, too, that HP Envy photo printer that One Source Imaging is providing as a grand prize. Mm-hmm. So on the drive with PA tomorrow, from everyone who's pledged this week, we'll be drawing for that. Almost a $200 printer. You can print photos right from your phone. So again, all that to tell you, you can still sneak in a pledge right now. Quickly call 715-723-2555 or text at 715-396-1670. We'll put you in all those drawings. It will count.
We have stalled long enough. We cannot put it off any longer.
Have we?
It's time.
Here we go.
All right.
It's time.
Also, we're going to take a shot of her DC outfit while she's shooting.
Yeah. So. Okay.
All right.
Get the music going here. Okay.
All right. First pose for the picture.
Yep. There she goes. All right.
All right. Got it. Awesome.
Okay.
Here we go. First one is up.
And
in.
Oh, splashed it. Holy
that
cow. Barely rippled
textbook.
The net.
The next
right
one.
Off, shot, the off
the
backboard.
She's 2 for 2.
Goodness gracious.
The next one. She's 3 for 3.
3 for 3. Moneyball time.
Wow. Oh,
off the back, 4 for 4.
4 for 4. Ice running through her veins. She
oh!
A perfect
5 for 5.
5 for 5.
Holy come on.
Wow.
Okay, I'm done for the season.
Yeah. She's just going to retire on top.
And on a high note, what?
Well, I can tell you, folks, she practiced. She had 3 practices. She was 1 for 3. But what was it? You stepped out. The light went on. Some people, you know, I struggle with the pressure. You rose above it.
Oh, very calm.
Yeah, I just, maybe.
And using the backboard very effectively, too.
Right.
Isn't that what they say to young basketball players?
Yeah, I didn't try for that. Okay, it's all
but
a fluke.
You did it the same way every time, the last 4 shots.
It's that John Wooden basketball camp, you know, teaching her how to use the backboard.
Something like that.
I mean,
that.
Here we think she hasn't been paying attention when we give our sports updates, and maybe she has.
No,
wow.
I haven't. No.
That was awesome.
I have new respect and admiration
you.
For you.
5 for 5.
Go big or go home. So I guess I got to stay now.
While wearing a fantastic DC. It's the clothes, maybe.
It's the outfit.
It's the outfit.
Okay, tomorrow I'm going to wear my yellow blazer.
There you go. Right. You have a yellow blazer?
No.
Oh.
No, so. All right, I have to get one.
Christopher and Banks, man.
Christopher and Banks is where they put it all together.
All right, very good. Well, we got some determinants to figure out. We got a tune or so, right? And so we'll let people know who the winner is coming up on WWIB. But yeah, raising the maximum amount of dollars for WIB Incorporated. You're going to be in Carol's good graces today.
Maybe.
That's fantastic.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.